You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-safe contact tracing app was much hyped by the federal government and touted as a crucial tool that would help keep Australians safe while coronavirus lockdowns were lifted. When it was launched in April, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison said it was our ticket out of lockdown.
That is your ticket. That is Australia's ticket to a COVID-safe Australia, where we can go about the things that we love doing once again.
Now, with a surge in cases in Victoria leading to the lockdown of millions in metropolitan Melbourne, as well as an uptick in the number of cases in New South Wales, questions are being asked of the app. Labor leader Anthony Albanese labelled the app a failure.
We were told by the government that it would be a critical element in being able to trace people. And we know that that has not occurred for a single person. So this is, at this stage, it would appear that it's a $2 million dud. And the government has to explain why it is that once again there's a gap.
New South Wales Labor MP Annalak Shanthavong recently entered self-isolation after attending the Crossroads Hotel, which is at the centre of an emerging cluster in Sydney. New South Wales Labor leader Jodie McKay said Mr. Shanthavong had previously downloaded the app but had not been contacted by Monday evening. The outbreak at the Crossroads Hotel is now linked to 28 cases, with New South Wales recording another 13 cases on Tuesday. Minister for Industry, Science and Technology Karen Andrews today defended the COVID-safe app.
I wouldn't call it a failure at all. Many people actually did download and are using the COVID app, and I would encourage them to keep doing that. It is one of the tools that is used for contact tracing.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd stressed the need for more Australians to download the app.
It is picking up cases that the contact tracers are also picking up, but clearly we need as many people to have the app downloaded as possible if we're going to be able to pick up those people who people do not know.
More than 6 million Australians have downloaded the app, but many more downloads are needed for it to work. Danielle Curry from the Sachs Institute said their recent modelling found if 61% of the population used the app, there would be less than half as many new cases.
An Australian smartphone tracking app has the potential to have a big effect in reducing the number of cases of COVID-19 in the event of a second wave. So given the current rates at which Australians are downloading the app, it is far from being able to reach its potential.
Though there are still privacy concerns, and for those who have the app, there are technical issues. Other countries have ditched their own versions, opting for Apple and Google apps instead. Vanessa Teague from Cybersecurity said it was worth Australia considering doing the same.
We can see that COVID-safe is not working reliably all the time. We don't know for sure that the Apple and Google API will work reliably all the time, but it seems like a good bet that something supported by the operating system by those major phone manufacturers will work more reliably.
But for now, the Australian government says it will be sticking with its own app. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.